Secretary Julian Bono in Bogor destroyed West Java on this day. Julian Bono said the milk house is an important part of the national milk supply chain, which caters to the nutritional needs of Indonesian children and drives the cooperative and community livestock sectors upstream. Indonesian Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Arifa Fauzi emphasized the need to strengthen collaboration between the government and community organizations to create a safe, just, and equitable environment for women and children. In the ministry statement on this day, Minister Fauzi also outlined her ministry's three priority programs for the 2024-2029 period, namely developing the Indonesian common space, expanding SAPA 129 call center for women and children, and establishing a gender data collection initiative in villages. That was Nisline from Voice of Indonesia.
Rasa gelisah mengantui
Radio Republic of Indonesia broadcast in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For this very program, and I also would like to congratulate all of us for the International Day of Book and Copyright. Well, talking about books, as you asked me, for me, actually, books are friends. Books are companions. Friends when I'm happy, and friends when I'm sad. Friends of in pleasure, and friends in sorrow. That's my impression about books. And as you mentioned, books are also sources of knowledge. This is the windows of opportunity. And of course, this is from books that we can develop, we can enhance our creativity, imagination, and well, everything we want to learn from books, we can find from books. Yeah, that's my impression about books.
Well, what a deep meaning of book that you just can say that book is our friend in good and bad times.
Yeah.
And about the celebration of the World Book and Copyright Day itself, how does Indonesia celebrate this day, especially through the National Library?
Well, we actually have a number of agenda in our National Library, from inviting students and public audience to come to our library to read books and write the short stories based on the books they read. And also, we discussed the manuscripts, we discussed books with the authors, with the public figures. And we also have kind of books development, meaning that we derive the ideas from old books to the more common and more recent version of books, so that the current generations can enjoy also the works from the past.
The event itself is running today, or maybe several days before?
Well, it has been running for a few days after the Eid al-Fitr celebration, but this is all connected to the celebration of this International Book and Copyright Day, and also because next month we will also celebrate the anniversary of our library. So both are connected altogether.
Okay, will be so long. Excitement in the National Library. Okay, now we talk about Indonesia's Literacy Index. Last year in 2024, National Community Literacy Development Index recorded an extraordinary achievement with a score of, the data we've got here is 73.52, which means it exceeds the target of 71.4. So what about this year, the target or the achievement so far?
Well, referring to the target that we have set before, of course, the achievement from last year, which reached the 73.52, which means 4.1 points above the previous year. And this also means 2.12 points exceeding the target. Of course, we will do our best to achieve better target this year. This is because we have developed our new approach to the literacy skill improvement, for not only for younger generation, but also for the senior generations. We have provided more books to the communities. We have more closer collaborations with literacy activists and also with the government as well.
Maybe target will be achieved this year, the higher one, the better one,
okay? Yeah, sure. I hope so. And everybody hopes so, I think.
Yes, okay. Literacy, really important right now, and more coming years ahead. And speaking about last year's achievement or collaboration by the National Library, in this case with international libraries, with Russia, for example. So could you elaborate the results of the collaboration?
Well, we have, of course, in our minds a number of objectives why we developed collaboration with international partners. First of all, of course, we would like to open more access for global work to the global world, right? And number two, we would like to learn from global institutional partners about their best practices. And number three, we also would like to share our experiences, both the good and the bad stories in managing libraries. We learn from each other. And the last one is to see potential more collaborations. Especially with Russia, we have established intention, right, to exchange the collections, for example. And we also have agreed to have joint event either in Jakarta or in Russia. And this year alone, we have hosted the events with Russia, represented by its diplomatic mission in Jakarta. And I think this kind of collaboration will continue in the future.
besides Russia, maybe there will be more international libraries from other countries.
Yeah, we have signed, for example, the agreement with Pakistan, and also we are now waiting for the approval from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And last year we also agreed on the collaboration with SOAS from the UK, and we will implement the collaboration this year. So there are so many institutions waiting for the approval from each relevant government.
Looking forward to it. And when it comes to library, it's inseparable from the role of librarians as well. And last year, the National Library collaborated with Colombo Plan to strengthen the role of librarians. Is it only in ASEAN last year?
Well, actually, ASEAN is the hub, right? Mm-hmm. In one sense. But we also actually extended this to other countries as an observer, for example. Because as long as they are interested in the programs, what we call is the transformation of libraries based on social inclusion. So there are so many countries interested in this, and like South Korea, for example, when I met them in Dubai, for example, and they said, this is very interesting, and how about if we join this program to observe first what you have done? So I think there is a good start for this collaboration with non-ASEAN countries.
And this year, there will be another forum for librarians.
Yeah, we are still hoping for this, yes, because of the policy for the tightening of our budget from the government, but we are still waiting for the possibilities of having this event. If not, then we can still work on our projects on the community development based on social inclusion this year, and we will report this to the ASEAN members in next year, I think. So, the possibility is still there.
And the result of the Colombo Plan itself last year, how is it?
Well, the focus of the discussion was actually on how community members have felt that the presence of libraries are felt by the community members. And this was witnessed by the members of ASEAN countries, how Indonesian government has managed to involve community members in the activities inside the libraries, and how these roles have been expanded to improve the quality of the life of the community members. So the substance from this meeting was actually how the audience, the participants, have understood that there is a new role of library on how to improve the quality of the life of the community members. That's a more important issue. Yeah.
Improving the quality of life and literacy that must empower people's skills. So how do you think literacy empower people's skills?
How literacy can improve the quality of life of the people. Well, you can imagine, right? Literacy actually comprises of, if I can divide it into seven levels, seven orders, and it has to do with the ability to create the higher order city level. Literacy in the very bottom part is the ability to identify, for the identification, knowing something. He or she can identify. From there, it develops up to understanding. People can identify and then understand. Okay, I know this, and this is for this and for that. And the next level, level three, is about the application, the implementation, meaning that people, what they have understood. And the next ability is the analysis, the ability to analyze something. If there is an issue, then people can understand how to analyze the good and the bad sides of the issue. And then after that, they can also connect one issue to another through the synthesizing. And after that, people can assess what to do and what not to do. And the last level is the creativity. They can create something. So, the nation with the people having creativity, meaning that they are literate. So what does this imply? This implies that it's only the nation with people with creativity that can reach the level of nation with pride.
That's the skills that we should have right now, because as we know that, so we can get so many information right now from various sources. But literacy, that's the very basic thing need that we should possess, so we can filter the good and the bad thing in information in this case. So on this World Book and Copyright Day, what would you like to say to Indonesian people in particular and our listeners worldwide in general to increase their literacy by reading a book?
As I mentioned before, that books can become our friends. So make it your friends, right? So that you will be feeling happy with the presence of books. When you are in sorrow, right, when you are sad, books can become your friends who can entertain you, right? And also, it's through books that we can improve our knowledge. It is through books that we can learn new things. As you mentioned earlier also, that books are the windows for knowledge and creativity and imagination. So we can go back to books, because books are the sources of knowledge, and also it is your friends.
Thank you so much, Bapak Aminuddin Aziz, the head of Indonesian National Library, for sharing so many inspiring knowledge with us on the World Book and Copyright Day. Hopefully we can keep opening this window to a brighter world, especially for Indonesian. Happy World Book and Copyright Day once again. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we're doing that today's VOA talk on the World Book and Copyright Day. Hopefully, like I said before, we can keep reading books, keep increasing our literacy, so we can keep opening more windows, more doors for more knowledge and opportunities in our life. There is a lot more when we come back, and more insightful talks on VOA talks later, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia
original hero. Her spirit for independence never faltered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Did Nguyen always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. Well, listeners, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia. programs of all RRE stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRE Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and the App Store. The ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches